This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, it has become a tradition on the show, and one of my favorite traditions, to get together with Mr. Style after the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando. So it is indeed a pleasure to welcome the one and only Marty Hackle back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Marty.
Hey, John Patrick. Good afternoon. How are you?
You know, I am great. How are you?
Good.
Let's talk about a few things from the PGA Merchandise Show last week. I was struck by some of the new kids on the block, by some new folks in vendor booths at the show. Tell me what struck your eye.
Well, let's just emphasize the fact that a lot of people seem to feel that we're still in a downward spiral.
Hmm.
But we saw many new people at the golf show, and I just can't believe that these are some sophisticated companies that are throwing their hat into the ring, and they're not doing that if they don't think there's a significant business opportunity. I'll give you a perfect example. Robert Graham. They're really a brand now. They built their history. They built their reason for being with these beautiful, decorated, woven shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have a plethora of product, so they're really a brand. And this was their first show, and that's a pretty good indication to me that there's some opportunity out there in the golf industry.
Did their golf products look like the shirts, or was it something completely different?
Well, I think their approach is, rather than just do a simple knit shirt, which they have, they really are offering these marvelous woven shirts. So it's something that's a growing area in the golf shops because, you know, people are comfortable shopping in a golf shop. It's a very friendly, it's a good environment. It's easy, it's convenient, it's visual, and a company like Robert Graham's going to flourish in those, you know, areas.
And it adds, Marty, I think, to the fact that you can find great product and quality merchandise inside the golf shop today.
Oh, definitely. And there are some other new companies that, you know, that have also entered the fray. Companies like Holderness and Bourne, two young guys from New York, venture capital financial guys that love golf, that have started to make a beautiful range of knit shirts. And then you've got companies like Grayson that really started last year at the golf show that now is a full-fledged, fabulous brand. And they were busy. Every time I went by that booth, it was packed. So, you know, and even women's companies are entering. There's a great company called Edge from Long Island that had absolutely beautiful golf and tennis wear for women. I thought they looked great.
What excited you more, Marty? Seeing the new entries into the category, or to your point, seeing those companies that were displaying maybe for the first time in the last couple of years grow? What gets you excited more? What makes you think the game is healthy more?
Oh, I definitely think it's new people entering. When significant, serious players like Robert Graham throw their hat in the ring, they're very professional. They're very serious. They do their research, and they wouldn't be entering something that they didn't think offered a terrific opportunity.
We're talking with Mr. Style, Marty Hackle, on another direction, Marty. I found it interesting that not at the show, Nike. Now, we know Nike got out of the hard goods business, and they're now clothing and footwear. But I thought all the more reason to be at the show.
Gee, I tell you, I agree. They were very much missed. Understandable that they might not have a huge boost because they're out of the equipment area, but they're certainly alive and kicking when it comes to apparel and footwear. They just signed Jason Day. So, they're going forward full guns. So I think they were missed. I'm not sure that the flow cycle is a cycle that, they're terribly sort of comfortable with. They tend to, make their presentations pretty early in the process. So I'm just guessing there, though, John. Hmm. I didn't see any specific statement from Nike, so I'm a little bit in the gray, just as you are.
Yeah, I just found their absence conspicuous, considering that, as I said, I understand they got out of the hard goods business, but to me, all the more reason to have a presence.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for example, there were some established companies that have been around for a long time that suddenly have a new lease on life, if you will. There's a company called Fairway and Green.
Yep.
That's been around a long time in private clubs, and they're growing. And Bedratti is another, division of the Summit Golf brands that own Fairway and Green. And boy, they had some terrific things, not only for adults, but for kids. And they've got a rainwear company called Zero Restriction. So they had some great-looking products. So there are some established people that have been in the industry a long time that are growing. Gosh, G4, those colored golf clubs that are so terrific, and the company that's done a really fun and funky golf shoe that Bubba Watson wears did a collaboration with Peter Millar and had a group of very, very stylish shoes. So there are lots of new things that are happening, John, and I think that's a really positive sign.
I'll tell you what I found exciting about what you just mentioned was I think the first year we were at the show, 3 or 4 years ago, was G4's debut at the show, and the designer was there, Massimo was there, and you were just taken by the shoe immediately, and two things have happened in these 4 years, Marty. There are kind of more and more shoes that kind of look like that G4 shoe, but to see them make that kind of an impact, and then to your point, partner up with a brand like Peter Millar, it was satisfying to just see the growth.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think Massimo really, is a very familiar name to millions of people around the world as a fashion designer who is a great golfer, by the way. And boy, that booth was alive and kicking, not just because Bubba Watson was there, not just because they had some great colored golf clubs, not just because they had some great-looking footwear. They also are in the apparel business now. So, lots of fun and excitement over there.
He is Mr. Style, Marty Hackle. It's become a tradition where we gather around the internet the week after the PGA Merchandise Show to talk about what we saw. It was great to see you there, and I always appreciate you taking the time to do this, Marty.
John, I love doing it. And before we close, I think I have to just tell you about some other things that I saw that I thought were terrific.
Go right
Polo
ahead.
Polo Golf's women's collection, just outstanding. A new company from Nova Scotia, Dormy Workshop, head covers, great. You couldn't even get into the booth over at Sheamus.
Yeah.
Akbar and his team were so busy with the accessories and those tartan head covers, that they were mobbed. They were mobbed. And we even saw golf club companies. I mean, I've never seen a Hanma from Japan take a booth and make a terrific presentation at the show. And by the way, that's the company where the Japanese premier gave President Trump a driver, quite expensive driver, and a beauty. They actually had one down there at the show, but it's a little bit out of my price range.
Marty, I always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my pleasure, JP. My pleasure.